Support for NPR comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from the Gruber Family Foundation for support of NPR's international coverage.
Good morning. This is AM 580 News. I'm Michael Kuliska. The Department of Children and Family Services is preparing for layoffs as the state agency and several others look to deal with budget cuts. But how many employees will lose their jobs at the agency is still in dispute. Union officials say they've been advised to prepare for more than 300 layoffs from the department. But agency spokesman Kendall Marlowe says the agency will send pink slips only to 179 employees. The rest are expected to transfer to other jobs and other departments. Union officials say they know nothing about fewer positions being paired or the possibility of job transfers. Other state agencies, like the state treasurer, have gone through layoffs. Illinois is seeking to close a $2 billion deficit. 13 state historic sites and 11 parks are also slated to close. Freshman Congressman Peter Roskam is the biggest spender of taxpayer funds for constituent mass mailings among the 21-member Illinois congressional delegation. That's according to a review of public records of the 110th Congress by the Associated Press. In his first 18 months, the Wheaton Republican spent nearly $200,000 on postage for more than 800,000 pieces of mass mailings. GOP Representative Judy Biggert finished second, spending about $170,000. Almost half the 21-member delegation spent nothing. A spokesman says Roskam sought new ideas from constituents. He then offered them help on such topics as passports and housing finance problems, all for about 29 cents a constituent. Authorities say in Champaign, an unidentified man was killed by a train there yesterday evening. Sergeant Aaron Locke of the Champaign Police Department says the man, who appeared to have been in his 50s, was struck on the northbound tracks about 100 yards north of downtown Viaduct. He was pronounced dead at the scene. And the organizers of Chicago's bid for the 2016 Summer Olympics are turning to Northern Indiana's hotels for help in the Windy City's campaign to land the Games. Under International Olympic Committee rules, there must be 60,000 beds available, and Chicago has 42,000 so far to offer. This is AM 580 News.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. A hurricane warning extends over much of the northern Gulf Coast today. Hurricane Gustav appears to be on a path that threatens New Orleans and much of southern Louisiana. It's already a powerful storm, and meteorologists say as it enters the Gulf of Mexico, it may strengthen to a Category 5. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says he expects as many as 2 million people will evacuate in his state alone. In New Orleans, a mandatory evacuation has been ordered for all of the city's 300,000 residents. From New Orleans, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Gustav is not expected to make landfall before late Monday, but for days now, Governor Bobby Jindal has held detailed and increasingly alarming briefings, warning residents about the impending threat.
This is a very, very strong storm. Given the projection, given the track, given the potential for storm surge, we recommend that everybody in these coastal parishes evacuate, get out of harm's way, heed the local advice.
There's every sign people in New Orleans and surrounding communities are taking the advice very seriously.
They're moving as fast as they can inside. Once you get inside, it'll be pretty quick.
City Councilman Arnie Fialco was one of those helping out at the train and bus station yesterday, where thousands of people boarded buses and trains for evacuation to shelters out of the danger zone. City officials believe as many as 30,000 New Orleanians don't have transportation of their own to get out of the city. They've spent months and millions of dollars developing a plan, which yesterday ran smoothly. Robert Hall was one of the thousands waiting at the station. Like many I spoke to, he said he stayed behind when Katrina hit the city 3 years ago.
But I wasn't going to stay this time. It was too hot. Then it was stinking, you know, the food rotting and everything, no trash picked up or nothing.
It was not a pleasant place.
It wasn't the last time. It wasn't. It was no time getting here. Today was no problem.
While New Orleans yesterday evacuated people who needed help, surrounding parishes took it a step further. Low-lying coastal parishes in southern Louisiana began ordering all of their citizens to leave. In New Orleans, Mayor Ray Nagin ordered that mandatory evacuation of his city would begin today. But given Gustav's intensity, a hurricane that he called the mother of all storms, he said residents shouldn't wait to leave.
I am strong.